There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
24 NFL draft. The Cincinnati Bengals select Amarius Mims, tackle, wow. Georgia.
That is one large bulldog making his way to Cincinnati.
He's a big boy.
He sure is. 6'8". 348 pounds.
Fritz showed us a photo of him like standing in a room with some other people, and the other people are tall, and he just booms over all of them.
Towers over them.
He's just a big man.
340 pounds.
We're excited that he was there at 18. We think we're a great fit for him. His traits are immeasurable if you've ever seen him walk through a door. So again, it's just there's a lot there to work with that we're really excited about. You know, we feel really good about how we built that lineup and able to protect Joe and run the football and do all the things that allow us to be a successful offense.
Like when you say, you know, without looking at him, you say he's a 340-pound guy. You have a different image in your head of what 340 pounds looks like.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the tall. It's not in the round.
No, right. Yeah. His legs are probably the whole length of your body. Anyone listening?
Yeah, he looks like he's got some serious agility.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are a little tiny bit skeptical, though, about him because I guess he was hurt and had to have some surgery. So he didn't, like, but he performed so well at the combine. But, you know, I guess he got hurt at the end of the year. Mm. But I'm
man, all I can do is cry just because, like, as a kid, I dreamed of being in a situation, honestly. And there's a lot of picks in the draft, and, man, for me to be at pick 18 is wild, man.
That's great.
It'll be fun to see him when he comes to town today, probably, right? Isn't that usually when they come is the next day?
Pretty quick, yeah.
All right, well, we have a lot to get you caught up on this morning. Emma Stone would like you to call her by her real name from now on.
Oh, okay.
Sophia Bush can now breathe now that she's out. We have that story coming up as well.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Let's begin this hour's E! News with Gisele Bündchen. What's she up to lately?
Well, she was seen crying on the side of the road to a cop who pulled her over early in the morning in Miami. At first look, we didn't really know if she received a ticket or if maybe she was crying to try to get out of one. I mean, all of us have kind of done that, I think. And it turns out she was crying because she was being stalked by some paparazzi.
Oh.
Yeah, they released the body cam footage where Gisele is talking to the police officer. And he said in the footage, you know, I'm going to let you off with a courtesy pass. And then she just breaks down. She started telling him that she was, doing whatever. I am assuming she was pulled over for speeding.
Right.
We don't exactly know why she was pulled over, but my assumption from looking at the video and the tape is that she was pulled over possibly for speeding, which is why the cop says, I'm going to let you go with a courtesy. And then she breaks down. She goes, I was trying to stay away from that guy. And she points to him because obviously he's the paparazzi photographer that's taking the pictures that he's selling to TMZ that we're all looking at.
I mean, how do you say no to a supermodel?
Do supermodels ever get tickets? That's a good question.
Yeah. I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to stay from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you a courtesy. There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, but he's talking.
Okay, well, then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach. Okay.
So there's more than look at that.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So there's nothing I can do about that. But
and this is where she starts crying. So he's already given her the courtesy warning. Mm-hmm. Now she's starting to cry.
What do you need? Why are you crying?
No, I'm tired. Everywhere I go, I have these fucking guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just
want
to leave my life.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures. Do you need anything else? Can I assist you in anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know the audio is not great, but she says, I'm tired. You know, I have nowhere to go. I have these effing guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life. Yeah, like the cop's life is a walk in the park.
Yeah, and that's like, he's just like, you know what? File a report for stalking then if you can't get him away from you.
I don't know how to help you.
I do sometimes feel really, because I've watched a lot of those. I mean, I, of course, watch TMZ and all the shows about the paparazzi, and they are just so excessive.
Mm-hmm. Right, but unless they break the law in front of the cop, I mean.
There's nothing you can do.
No. Yeah, just following mm-hmm. or keeping pace isn't breaking the law. Oh, my God. I mean, you and I have driven the streets of Los Angeles together. We've witnessed it.
Yes.
And how nutty it can get.
Yes. Like when somebody gets out of the car, like just say, Tim, you're a paparazzi and you get out of the car to go to the bathroom. All the other paparazzi get out because they think that you see something that is going off. So, and you're just going to the restroom and they're all like.
Right.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But like we've been driving down Hollywood Boulevard and almost gotten annihilated by cars just passing on the inside and both sides, yeah. Chasing after another vehicle.
Chasing after a black Yukon SUV.
You know, just so they can get a photo.
Yeah, it's nuts. I couldn't imagine also always feeling like someone is following you. That feeling has to just be so eerie and terrible. I mean, granted, I think it is part of the process of being famous,
right?
But being followed all the time, like Britney Spears, you know, it's nuts.
Well, I thought that police officer did a great job at exercising empathy, considering what that dude goes through every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was nice to her, but still it was, you know, firm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you can ask for.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.